What do you call it, though? It's got, it has a name?
Stomp Steve? Boards.
Yeah. Stomp boards.
Harold.
When you know that Hoots and Hellmouth have an instrument called a stomp board and that it might be named Steve, you know two things. First, that they know how to have fun. And second, that they know how to get loud. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Since they got together in 2005, the Philly-based Hoots and Hellmouth have been creating buzz and a lot of good old acoustic noise in Americana circles. The band started out when Sean Hoots and Andrew Hellmouth Gray met at a local open mic. The two started playing out, putting on a show in the spirit of an old-time revival. Since then, they've released two albums. Their latest is The Holy Open Secret, and added Rob Berliner on mandolin and vocals and John Brannigan on bass. But they haven't added a drummer. You might think this means they decided to take a more laid-back approach. Well, that's not quite it. Instead, they're doing percussion a little differently, as they explained to FUV's Claudia Marshall.
These are platforms that we constructed from 2x4s and plywood, and then zip-tied some tambourines to the big one over here that Rob and I are standing atop. And Andrew's over there on the satellite board.
So away from everyone else.
Alone.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, island.
We're mixing up the textures, non-tambourine and tambourine.
You know. When you give yourself a scary name.
Yeah, right? They put you on your own
no one wants to stand with you.
Board. But, you know, we were talking about dragging around an upright bass. That thing actually looks fairly heavy.
It's not heavy. It's unwieldy sometimes.
Right.
Depending on the
wind.
Depending on the wind or depending on the hallway, the way they're
the
mapped out getting into a venue. But
it was a high-speed car chase going across the street. At the
yeah. Like taking the plate window. Anyway.
But it, I guess
thought that was a great one. No, that one bombed, huh?
Sort of an 80s convention.
I
guess
use
people
that one
really.
Anymore.
But I guess
yeah,
if you
don't movies anymore.
It must be cheaper than hiring a drum player, though. So
well, yes,
you'd be surprised. This thing eats its weight every day.
We have to stop and let it graze for an hour. So they tore up the orchard and planted a house from the seed of the industry for to build a community. Well, it's a crust for the mud pot that no one wants to eat anymore and anyway. Well, that new crop, it don't need much tending, just a few boards and nails for the mending, and a structure and a frame and the foundation. And all the spaces they throw away in between the blood red doors and the rotting veins.
This occurs to me, and I don't know whether you are seeing this, but it seems like a lot of people suddenly are making acoustic music. Bunch of guys, bunch of guitars, maybe, if we're lucky, a mandolin. Are you noticing that as well?
I feel like people have always been making it, and people are just paying attention now.
So maybe it's just a matter of its popularity, its relative popularity these
sure.
days. Yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely been a resurgence, I think, in the awareness, and as a result, sort of a mainstreaming to a certain extent of acoustic music. I mean, the roots of what we're doing have been going on for 100 years or so, but. I think with things like beginning with "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou," there was a floodgate sort of open, and all of a sudden people are regarding this previously thought of as unsophisticated music, with a much keener appreciation, I think, and realizing the finer points of it, and it's connects with so many different people. You don't have to be from the Southeast or the mountains or anything. It's such a simple way of relating and expressing that I think it's only natural that it's sort of caught on. Well, I have given my bones to the banks, my body into the water to roll brand new and roll as well with my soul. Oh, oh, oh. I have found a place of peace in my time of reckoning. Oh Lord, roll Brandywine, roll as well with my soul.
Hoots and Hellmouth live with Roll Brandywine Roll and Root of the Industry. The album is The Holy Open Secret. Take 5 was produced today by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.